like busting loose. I'm busting loose. Give me the red now.
This is your best week yet, Cameron. And speaking of busting loose, ladies and gentlemen, that's what Kevin's been doing on Ed Montgomery. This couldn't be a better bumper song. He's been busting loose all over Ed. Off air, Ed admitted he got touched a little bit. He got slapped around a little bit, but he's still on his feet, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back for round three of this exhibition bout between Kevin Pittsburgh Steeler Cameron and Ed Dirty Bird Montgomery, also known as the Baltimore Ravens. But I do want to get into some conversation that's certainly Tiger Woods has captivated national attention. And clearly, the name Barry Bonds is doing the same thing again, because the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, saw fit to induct him into their Hall of Fame. Others are now saying, let's let it go. He needs to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. As does Clemens, as does McGuire. Rose, as does McGuire. Enough already with this nonsense about they were cheaters and this and that. It was how the game was being played at the time. You caught some people. You have no idea how many people you didn't caught, but many people now, including the great Willie Mays, has said, put Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
That's right. So Barry Bonds, my man, just had his number retired, number 25, for the San Francisco Baseball Giants. And it was a beautiful thing. I mean, Bobby Bonilla was in the house. Jim Leland was in the house.
You mean, Bobby, I'm still getting paid.
That's Bonilla. Right. I mean, what, $1.9 million?
Every year on the same
day. And until 2035?
Greatest baseball, greatest sports.
Bill, could you imagine Barry giving him a call? Bobby, hey, can you come out to San Fran? Yeah, hey, you know, I still got some bank. I can make it out there.
I'll get on my jet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who you need me to bring?
Well, while you're there, uh-huh, tell that story. Can you tell the story of why Bonilla's still getting paid?
I really can't tell it, Bill. All I know is he gets $1.9 million until 2035 because of the contract that he had. So he had a deferred payment when he played for the New York Mets.
Yeah. Do you know any more about it, Dave?
A lot of contracts back then, they put a lot of deferred payments into it. So they signed you, because they just talked about it when Albert Pujols signed with the Los Angeles Angels. They signed you for these big deals, but a lot of your money came after you were done playing. Mm-hmm. And these deferred payments. Mm-hmm. So that's how he ended up with all.
But I don't know too many outside of Bobby Bonilla. Who else did you say had one?
Well, they came up because Los Angeles tried to do it, mm-hmm, with Albert Pujols.
Okay.
And then Major League Baseball told them they couldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and if memory serves me right, I could be off on the date, but I think it's July 4th every year. I think I remember hearing that it's July 4th or in around there, that right, because somebody was making reference to fireworks right in Bobby Bonilla's life every year, that he gets this
in his life, Bill. There's fireworks on both sides. Absolutely. There's fireworks out of the Mets organization when they have to cut that check. Yeah.
Maybe the second greatest sports contract behind the ABA contract, where the NBA was forced to allow ABA teams in, and they tried to omit the Indiana Pacers or the Indiana team at that time, and right, they're still getting right paid some unbelievable amount of money based on TV rights. But let's go back to Barry Bonds. In my opinion, well, let's say this. One of the five greatest baseball players in the history of baseball. Mm-hmm. He is recognized, asterisk be it as it is, the home run king. Hank Aaron says no. Willie Mays says yes. But let's be honest.
Hank Aaron says no what?
About putting him in the hall.
Okay.
Hank has been adamant about.
Let's close the hall.
Yeah.
Let's close the hall, because I tell you what, Bill, when these guys were doing all of this steroid stuff, baseball knew about it.
Absolutely. Yes, they did.
It was growing the game. So they were okay with it.
Well, if you remember, they built it off of the Maguire-Sosa home run chase. Right. That's what brought baseball back.
Commercials, advertising, the hype. It was all baseball was involved.
Let me ask a question, though. Sammy Sosa. Have you seen Sammy Sosa lately?
Yeah.
Big difference, right?
Yes.
So if he goes in, does he go in as the old Sammy or the new Sammy?
Because skin color and everything has changed.
I know. Is he a little smaller?
Oh, he's a lot smaller.
Big difference. Big difference. And you talk about Sammy Sosa. This is a guy, he didn't only use steroids, but he corked his back as well. So he was trying all kind of things. But again, baseball knew what was going on. Baseball even, you know, modified the mound and modified the baseball and everything else. So for them to sit back and allow this to happen is just hypocritical.
But see, this is what I tell people. How many MVPs did Bonds win beforehand?
Three in a row.
Yes.
Three in a row. Yeah.
So
Before he left.
Yeah.
So he was in winning MVPs before he was hitting all these home runs.
Right.
And people need to understand this. I don't care how much steroids you take. The man had the quickest wrist in baseball. Hand-eye coordination.
That's true, but I'm going to say two things. If anyone from Pittsburgh ever offers, if any one of you out there in the outskirts of the city, if you know what I'm saying, want to condemn Bonds for using steroids, then you can take all your Steeler gear and burn it because the offensive line of the Pittsburgh Steelers was on steroids. Mm. All right, so don't be a hypocrite in that regard. That being said, it does matter. Taking roids does matter. It improves a lot of things in a lot of ways. So to offer that it doesn't would be ridiculous because nobody would be taking it. But that being said, we couldn't complain about it at the time, so we can complain about it now.
Again, I just think it's hypocritical of baseball to penalize the players but not penalize themselves.
Yeah.
Because, again, if Barry Bonds can't go into the Hall of Fame, might as well close it down because they knew what was going on. And I tell you something else. And again, Bill, you heard me, I think it was last week when I talked about Terrell Owens, how I switched over to being okay with what Terrell Owens did because of the media, the power that the media has with making these type of decisions and not giving these players their due. I mean, it's all about the performance on the field. And when you start talking about lifetime bans, like a Pete Rose situation, I think that that's totally wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. There's extreme situations, I believe, where lifetime bans make sense. Okay, if you go out there and you kill somebody, I can understand that from a lifetime ban standpoint. But I believe, you know, baseball can say, if you're caught doing this, this is a 10-year penalty, 20-year penalty, something to that effect. I don't believe that it should be a lifetime ban.
It's like they're doing with steroid PED now.
Right, exactly. If you get caught with PED, you're talking about baseball, right?
Right, yes.
It's 80 games, I believe.
75, 80 games your first time.
The first time. So I think it's something that needs to be, looked at again.
Well, that little thing you just slipped under the door there, a little crack in the door you slipped under, O.J. was found innocent. I'm just saying, you said if somebody killed somebody, they should. O.J. was found innocent. I'm just putting that out there.
I won't go down that path, Bill.
Speaking of which, has O.J. wised up?
We haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's best for him.
Has O.J. finally wised up and shut up? Because we haven't heard a word from O.J. since about a week after he got out of jail. He did something stupid.
Did they take his gold jacket?
I don't think. I don't think they took the gold jacket.
Well, I know they took him out of the hall. They took his stuff out of
you. They took his bus out?
Yes, I think so. I know USC did.
Yeah, USC.
I don't remember hearing about NFL doing that. But I want.
We should do a whole show on things removed.
Well,
OJ's bus.
Reggie Bush.
Heisman, Joe Paterno, statue.
And this segue, things removed.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation about Urban Meyer has been removed. Ain't heard a word.
Haven't heard anything.
Ain't heard a word in a week.
Well, here's
now let me just say this. Now, for 2 days, there was an uproar. This man will not keep his job. He's going to be done. Just like Paterno, he should have known everything. Yada, yada, yada. And we ain't heard a word about it in a week.
Did you have a comment in?
Well, they said their investigation will be over on Sunday, and we'll hear something Monday.
That means by the time we get all the money in the right hands, by the time we get money in all the people's hands, it should have money so that this thing gets squashed. That's what they need time for.
And one of the things, you know, we need to make everybody aware of, there's another sports show here as well, Urban Media Today Talk Sports. It comes on every Saturday, 6 a.m., and 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. And they talked about this bill this past Saturday. So for the listeners that did not have an opportunity to really get into, you know, the full discussion, that would be a good opportunity to check them out, because as we always talk about, if people don't catch us initially when it airs, everything is still left out there on the website.
And again, to be reminded, everybody can be kept up to breath on what's going on via our partner, the New Pittsburgh Courier, Rob Taylor, Stephen Broadus, who the owner-operator, Rod Doss, who partner with us to keep the city of Pittsburgh, and for that matter, the nation, through the oldest black publication in America, still kicking out information on a weekly basis. So you can follow all of our stuff through there.
And you don't drink alcohol, do you?
Never had a drink in my life.
Okay, I drink alcohol, though. Ed, do you
yes,
drink?
I do.
Okay, do you drink vodka?
Can't you tell he drinks by some of the stuff he says?
Ciroc, yes, I do.
You do drink vodka?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to get some vodka advertising on this program.
I can do that.
Okay. You can do that?
I know a guy.
Okay, because in this spot right here, Bill, you know, we would plug that in.
I know a guy.
And then maybe after the show, I could pour you a glass of water. You can have your water, and I could get some ice.
Funny you should say that.
You know?
Funny you should say that. I know a guy.
You know a guy.
That owns a vodka company here in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And the only reason he's not here, and I told him I wouldn't say this.
Well, we got a spot for him.
Mark Lucero. I told him I wouldn't say this.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it anyway. Because he's a wuss.
He's a wuss?
It's the only reason he's not here, because he's scared to be in front of the mic. But he said he's going to
press. We have an advertising spot for him.
Well, but you got to get.
If he wants it.
If we get him, we'll get the check.
Okay.
So we're going to get him on here next week. And he said he's going to brush up and be ready for us. But he was a little scared to show up.
All right. So something I wanted to put out there, you know, from a condolence standpoint, because anytime a young person loses a life is really tragic, more especially when it could have been prevented. So Jordan McNair for the University of Maryland. I'm not sure if you heard about this. And Bill. He actually passed away from a football workout that they had May 29th. He went to the hospital, and he actually ended up passing away, I believe, 15 days later. So a lot of people are being investigated. A lot of people need to be held accountable for what happened. 19 years old, offensive lineman, okay? And Rick Court, who was the strength and conditioning coach, just recently got fired this week. And I believe the head coach is out on, what do they call it?
Administrative leave.
Administrative leave. But this is just a terrible situation. And, you know, colleges, they have to learn, because it doesn't just happen with athletics, but it happens with fraternities and other places, you know, on college campuses. And, you know, no parents should have to go through this. I mean, when our kids go to college, they have to be taken care of.
Let me do something. I echo the condolences, and we will not understate the importance of our show feeling for the family and friends of the young man. But I want to connect the dots on something here to show you how difficult it is to put your arms around this thing. You know how people now talk about, Ed, how we now, the old-timers will tell you they're babying pitchers. You only pitch six innings now.
Yes.
But Clemens and Koufax and Gibson, those guys threw nine innings on the regular. sometimes twice in the same week. It's something about, there's got to be a combination of things, mindset, DNA, technology, difference, whatever, that allow those pitchers to do that without injury, but we can't allow pitchers today to do that. Let me connect the dots. I wanted to offer that as a sense of difference in time. Ed might be able to relate to this, but I know Kevin can. In the 70s when I played football, the going method of practice, you have practice from 9 to 11:30. You went to lunch for an hour. You bet not eat anything of substance if you wanted to maintain it. You came back at 1, from 1 to 3 in whatever the heat was. And then you went home, tried to digest something, and you came back for a 7 to 9 walkthrough. That was the entire month of August. Now, the reason I spoke about Clemens and the other guys is this. In my youth, as a high school college football player, I never heard of anybody dying under those circumstances. And in those days, amazingly, ironically enough, you got one water break per hour. And they gave you that old nasty before it was Gatorade, whatever it was called.
You were fortunate, but go ahead.
But it's amazing because there's a high number of deaths in today's world. On the high school level, there's a fair number of deaths attributed to heat stroke and that kind of thing. And in my, from sixth grade on, I never heard of a, that doesn't mean it didn't happen, but certainly in my immediate world,
yeah.
And certainly I played high school football, quad A football with Penn Hills in the Foothills Conference. At a time, it was the most dominant conference in Western Pennsylvania under Andy Urbanek, and it was hell on earth. You got one water break. If you bled, you licked that blood, sucked it up. I mean, that whole mentality of the old day is nothing like today. So what boat are they missing?
Well, I think, Bill, you have to look at the numbers. Now, you got to keep in mind today we know more. We know more as a result of better technology.
So there should be less deaths.
No, I'm saying we know more. If something happens in St. Louis, Missouri,
we're going to find out, or something happens
in L.A. or, you know, basically anywhere around the world, we're going to find out about it. Now, those individuals that are from Aliquippa and that's a little older might remember back in 1973, 1974, my oldest brother, Jeff Cameron, played football, and he graduated in 74, so that's why I'm saying it's somewhere around that time frame. One of the football players actually passed away in training camp. I can't remember his name. If so, I would say it on the air, but I know he passed away. And that's why I said we really have to look at the numbers to see if there is a difference back in the 70s or 60s versus today. Because I'm really leaning from a standpoint, the numbers are probably pretty much the same. We just know more today than back then.
There's social media, so everything gets out there
right now.
Right.
That it's truly amazing. And I have to amend something I said. I offered that Ed might know what I was talking about. Then it dawned on me, the City League doesn't practice. They just show up for games. Well, it's a well-known fact.
Ed, you take that, Ed?
No, it's a well-known fact. City League, they don't practice. They show up for games.
Okay.
Some schools. But also, I think.
So you admitted it.
Some schools. but also, I think everybody's not looking at is these athletes are bigger.
That too?
They're a lot bigger. You have in freshmen in high school sometimes, 6'6", 325. Back in your day, Bill, in your day, Kevin, how many 6'6", 325?
You know my day wasn't that long ago.
But how many 6'6", 325 guys was back
then? Right.
Not
right.
at all. You're right.
So when you look at a lot of these guys are dying from heat stroke, that's a lot to ask what they're asking these big guys to do.
Right. Sure. And, you know, I had this discussion one time with my cousin Bobby Cameron as well, because he was a real good football player in high school and college. But, you know, we laugh about it, the things that they had us doing during football camp. I remember taking salt tablets.
Exactly.
If you all remember that.
Saltpeter, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think they wouldn't allow that today.
And then the guys in the 60s would laugh at us in the 70s for what they went through.
Right.
I mean, you know, and the guys in the 50s that didn't have face guards would laugh at those guys.
And, and remember the bull in the middle.
No,
you remember the bull? Man. Yeah, bull
yes.
I mean, everyone used to look forward to that. You know,
that's the thing. Yeah. You couldn't wait for him. Yes. That's the thing.
Exactly. The coaches wanted to find out who the dogs were.
But did I ever tell you about how tough I was? So, in my junior year, coach said, "Look, I want you to wrestle this year. So I want you even tougher. I want you nastier." I went to two practices. I went to one wrestling practice, and then I went back to tell him I ain't coming back no more. Man, them cats were crazy. Those wrestlers in that sauna in the bottom of a building.
Right.
So it was all kind of tough. Right. But I went back the second day to say, Coach, I ain't
So, Ed, could you call him a wuss now?
Sounds like it.
I just wanted to make sure. But let's get back to Barry Bonds before we lose track.
Ed time to talk about of time. What he talks about best.
Okay, because
some NBA stuff.
Okay, so 25 retired in San Fran. Don't you think 24 should be retired here in the city of Pittsburgh?
Should have been retired.
Absolutely. It's due, right?
Well, finally, you have some on air personalities echoing that. Finally. Yeah.
And I'm afraid to ask this question to our producer Kiki. But I'm going to ask the question anyway because, Ed, I'm not sure if you listened to the program last week. We went big time last week. Well, go ahead.
You know, Kev, I was just told about it.
Okay.
The show last week.
No.
You told me last week.
He was invited on last week.
So we went big time last week. And I'm going to say it again because a lot of people might have missed it last week. I'm not sure if you'll like it. But we got media credentials for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we're big time. We're big time.
We're in there.
We're in there. And the reason I mentioned I'm afraid to ask Kiki this next question, I'm about to ask if we got media credentials for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not that I want them.
They might ask us to play.
I know. Thank you, Kiki. That's a response right there, Bill. You hear that?
Yeah, I hear.
You hear that?
And that response comes from a woman who's suffering from an allergy attack, and Lord knows what medication she's under right now when she offers that. So we can't trust that at all.
So talking about our Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, they're 61-58 as of Monday night. 7.5 games behind.
Not over yet.
In the National League Central.
Not over yet.
And 5 games behind to the wild card in the wild card spot as of Monday night.
We string 8 in a row and St. Louis drops 3. We're right in there, baby.
So you're not giving up hope?
Not yet.
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. Keep the bats going. Keep hope alive. They proven us wrong.
That?
Huh?
Keep hope alive.
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson. And you mentioned another one. It's not over yet. Until the fat lady sings or something like that.
That's she ain't sung.
It's not. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's my man from the Yankees.
A few times, huh?
That's my man from the Yankees.
They shot their load when they went 111 in a row. Now they're back to who they are.
What they
fight? And that's whose quote is that? When people show you who they are.
They are who they thought we are.
Believe them.
They are who we thought they were.
No, Maya Angelou.
Maya
Angelou. And that's what I try to tell Bill. See, I got to drop some knowledge every once in a while for you, Bill. So I hope you're picking it up.
The Pirates are not done, but I got to give them. So, Ed, I'm giving you 2 minutes here, Ed. Give me some NBA stuff. What do you want to say? What do you want us to hear? Talk about LeBron. Whatever it is you think is important to know, let's talk about it.
LeBron's in Lakerland now. I'll give him 2 years, he'll have the Lakers a championship.
Bill likes to hear that, I guess. Two years? Is Kawhi coming?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe Kawhi's coming to L.A.
Okay.
And the reason why I believe...
Is he talking to anybody yet?
Well, they said he reached out to some people, but you don't. You know, there's just rumors that he reached out to some people about going to Brooklyn.
Mm.
Asking people to go to Brooklyn.
He wants a big market, right?
Right. He wants a big market because he wants a bigger shoe contract.
And the reason I think he may not go to L.A. is because he doesn't want to play second fiddle to LeBron.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that, too.
He, like your boy in Houston.
Harden.
Wants to be the show. I mean, everybody. There's some guys that want to be the show, the main thing.
You don't think Harden wants a championship? I know.
I think he wanted to be the show more than the championship, because if he wanted the championship, he would have stayed where he was at. And rumor has it,
hold on, Bill. I mean, also, no, it wasn't his choice to stay there. OKC decided to keep Ibaka and pay him the money and trade it because they said they couldn't pay him all.
Okay.
And they kept Ibaka for the defensive presence he provided.
Well, you got to remember, Houston was one Chris Paul injury away from possibly having a championship.
If Harden would have stayed, would there have been a greater chance to contend?
Okay, see?
No, I'm saying Houston.
Yeah.
This past year.
Okay, but I'm saying if Harden.
No, okay, see, I don't think so, but the way. Kevin Durant matured. It would have been hard to keep all three of those guys. So I think somebody probably would have.
Well,
I don't think Harden would have accepted the role because he would have still had to come off the bench.
Yeah, he wanted to be the show. And speaking of things, I don't know if you guys heard today, there's some little bit of a rumbling about Klay Thompson leaving Golden State and going to L.A. That's the latest. That's the latest rumor. And it's a legitimate rumor.
That's been talked about for 2 years, about when he comes a free agent.
He'll be all right.
Well, listen, but why? He's from L.A.
But his dad played for the Lakers.
And, you know, he's right there. I could see. And what else can you do in Golden State that you ain't already done?
Especially
if they three-peat.
If people fail to realize this about sports, especially as basketball, there's always a dynasty that comes along. Think about it. There was the Bad Boys. There was the Lakers. Then the Pistons, when they won again 2 years in a row.
And the Bulls.
And then the Bulls. Yeah. So there's always a team that comes along, turns into a dynasty. What people fail to realize about Golden State, eventually, once you win so many championships, mm-hmm. you want your money.
Yeah. Who's the best franchise in basketball history? NBA history.
The best? Call between Lakers and Boston.
That's not what I asked you, Ed.
I'm a Laker fan, so I'm going to say the Lakers.
You're going to say the Lakers. Okay. I think Bill went with the Lakers, too. Didn't you, Bill? Best franchise?
The best franchise of all time is the Lakers.
You two have some homers.
Well, if you
got to be objective.
Well, objectively, it's the Celtics. All
thank
right?
you.
So, I mean, but I'm a Laker man. And Celtics, I mean, 11 championships. It's hard to refute that. But
and how many in a row?
10. So I'm not, you can't argue about that, but I'm a Laker man.
Well, I mean, when you say that, you got to look at it like this. They have 17, the Lakers have 16.
Okay. And how many times did they beat the Lakers?
Too many.
Thank
well,
you.
Let's do this real quick. So your greatest team of all time, Ed?
92, the Bulls. The 72-win Bulls.
Yeah.
Same.
The Showtime 33 in a row Lakers, greatest team ever played. Nobody could stop Kareem. Nobody could do anything with Magic. The supporting cast was off the chart. And I'm a Jordan fan. But that Lakers Showtime team was something special, man. Greatest player of all time, Ed. Here's where Ed and I get into it all the time.
Greatest player of all time. I'm going to have to go. I'm a Jordan era guy. I'm going with MJ.
Kev?
Kareem.
Yeah, it's got to be Kareem. We talk about Kareem. Well, I brought it. He says Kareem.
You say that to me all the time.
He says Kareem because I educated him
on
Kareem.
Because
he didn't know about it.
Always tell people when you argue, listen to people. Have an open mind. So if you think one way, it's okay to change your mind.
I educated him on Kareem. Now, put out there.
I knew about Kareem already.
Put it out there what you said today. He had a great thing about Isaiah.
Somebody put on Facebook five players with killer instincts. It was Isaiah, Westbrook, Isaiah Thomas,
okay,
from Detroit Pistons, Westbrook, Jordan, Kobe.
Look, Ed is in that NBA thing real deep. So when NBA season kicks up, we'll bring you back.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed did not answer the bell for the third round. It's a technical knockout. Cameron knocked him. Did y'all see Friday? Kevin, and you got knocked the out.
You can come back though, Ed.
Thank you. Hey, I look forward to it.
Kiki for suffering through this with her allergy attack, but you've been tuned in to Soul Take Champions Live. And remember, champions aren't born, they're made. And we make them better than anyone. Soul Take.
The champ is Champions here. Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.